Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, man, it's almost 4:20.
Yeah.
I got to get ready. It's
Snoop Dogg tonight in concert, man. I got to get there.
Woo! Yeah, we're gearing up for 4:20 here at the Radio Ranch. Shoot. Got my bong.
Yeah. Be sure and clean that thing before you go. You don't want to show up with a stinky bong.
No, nobody wants a stinky bong.
No, you don't want that reputation.
No. I got my bong. I got my edibles.
Good for you.
It's going to get crazy.
Yeah, new Snoop on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Who's with him? Ice-T, I think?
I believe you are correct, sir.
Man, he's looking old.
Who?
Ice Cube.
Is it Ice Cube?
Oh,
it's Ice-T, the one I see on the Crime Channel, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
One's got the cube.
Yeah, he's
the this cube. Is Cube?
Yeah, yep. Not the T. Him. You know Ice Cube. You would know.
Well,
Ice Cube.
I know the name.
Yeah,
and I probably would know when I see a picture.
Yeah. So why don't you sing one of Ice Cube's biggest hits? Go ahead.
I like my drinks cold. That's why I'm Ice Cube. I put it in my drink and it gets real cold. Get your drinks cold with the Ice Cube. Get your drinks cold with the Ice Cube.
I know that one.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite
cold drinks.
Yeah, it's called cold drinks.
Drop it like a cube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So that's tonight.
Yeah.
They're going to be at where? Where are they?
Red Rocks.
Oh,
wow. You even said it to me.
No, I didn't say Red Rocks.
I feel like you did.
No, that's in your head.
Really?
No, I just said they're in town.
Oh, I feel like.
Because I didn't know where.
I thought you said they're.
No, I don't think I did.
All right, maybe not. No, that's weird. Oh, it's in my head?
No, because I didn't know.
That's terrifying. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's crazy.
All right, Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
Big 4:20 kickoff. I guess this is the official launch, huh?
Yeah, we're kicking it off. It is. I've got millions of. Listen to this. Twisted Sister Ganja Yoga.
Really?
Ganja Yoga.
Twisted Sister.
Ganja Yoga.
Dee Snider.
No, it's a name. It's like.
I thought you meant the band was in town.
No. It's Ganja Yoga. So I guess you get like real baked, brah. And then you do downward dog. Man.
Well, don't you concentrate better when you're all, you know, stoned?
That's that guy.
I mean, you're really big on the folding clothes. Back in the day.
I am a big proponent of smoking the weed and folding the clothes.
Yeah, I thought you were.
I
really think yoga would be along the same lines, you know?
Yeah. But then I'd be like, because I get paranoid, I'd be like, is my bone breaking?
They should invite Snoop over to the yoga. They could do downward Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that's adorable.
Nice. Nicely done.
So good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Combine the two.
But if you hate doing laundry as much as I hate doing laundry, may I recommend a fine edible? You take an edible, and then you're like, socks are cool!
Yeah, I've never tried that.
You got to do it.
Yeah, I got some folding to do today.
So go over to the little pot shop over there. You get some gummy bears, and you just take a half of one, and you're like... Socks.
So you only do a half?
Well, that's what me.
Maybe just like an ear? Take a gummy ear?
Well, I take a whole half of it because I don't know what it'll do yet. And then you look at your socks and you'll say this. You'll say, I feel like you guys can come together by yourselves.
Really? Do they?
You think they can. You're like, just go over there and be with your buddy.
All right.
Did I tell you the one time I got really stoned in what I said to my cat?
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe you did, but I don't remember.
So I got really, really stoned, right? And I have my cat in my lap. And I said to my cat, Clifford.
This is a joke.
No, it's a true story. So my cat, Clifford, I looked at him and I go, I can't even tell you. It's so embarrassing. I looked at my cat and I go, hey, buddy, I know you can talk.
Yeah.
And I go, I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, maybe pass on the edibles. Forget it.
And I kept
this is not a good endorsement for it.
I kept looking at him like, come on, just go ahead and talk.
Say something.
Say something. and
no,
I won't,
you can.
I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, not good. Not a good idea.
Okay. All right. Never mind. Anyway, yeah. I don't do that anymore. That was a long time ago.
Doesn't seem it was the right thing for you. No, when you're doing that.
It really wasn't. It wasn't my thing. Okay. Anyway, good news, everybody. The judge has blocked the Robert Kraft naked spa video. Woo!
Well, that was a close call. I thought we were all going to have to see it.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, when you're on the internet, you pop it around, and sometimes videos pop up, and you don't even want to see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Robert Kraft.
You don't know who he is. He is the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, and he went to the Orchards of Asia Day Spa where he got a little happy ending, and they videotaped that, and we were all going to get to see it, and he's like 90. Yeah.
And we all know what he looks like, and maybe you haven't seen it yet, but wait till you see what the women look like. This is not a video for circulation on either party.
No. Yeah, so I guess he filed an emergency motion to block the release. And the reason why the judge did it, though, is that there was another dude at the day spa, and he said, look, they recorded me, too, and nobody knows I went there.
Oh, boy.
That's not okay.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So right now, Judge Joseph Marks have blocked the release of the video for now, it says, although a hearing has been set for later this month. Why?
Well, I don't know, but this is good news. I mean, this is a good happy ending.
Yeah. What? Wait, what?
The judge. I'm blocking. Yeah, I said that's a good happy ending to this.
Mm-hmm. Demi Moore is doing a tell-all book. This might be kind of good.
Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She's doing an entire tell-all book about her first marriage to musician Freddie Moore, about her relationship and marriage to Bruce Willis, and then her marriage to Ashton Kutcher.
Wait a minute.
What?
So she kept the first name from the first marriage? I mean, the last name?
Oh, you're right.
That would be an insult if you're Bruce Willis. Demi Moore was married to a guy named Moore, and she kept that as her stage name?
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
she did.
My Bruce. That's weird.
I didn't even notice that until you said it. Huh. You're right. Yeah, she's Demi Moore. She married Freddie Moore.
Ah! Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, this is bizarre. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's crazy. Huh. No, it is. I'm giving you that one.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was from her first marriage.
It's called Inside Out. She'll also talk about her drug habits. Remember when she fell off the wagon and went all crazy?
She got loopy.
I guess she's telling it all. It might be good. Might be a good read. I don't know. Let's see here. What else do I have to tell you? Oh, yeah. So the guy that put down money on Tiger Woods, he won $1.2 million. Apparently, he said he had $85,000 that he could kind of maybe lose, but still be a little bit in a pickle. But he had this feeling. He had this weird feeling that Tiger was going to win.
Yeah.
And so he said to his wife, I'm going to take out my retirement plan, the $85,000. And she said to him, I can't stop you. It's your retirement plan. But if he wins, I'll never forgive myself, and you won't forgive me if I stop you.
Okay.
This was his first sports bet of all time.
See, I'm not buying this guy's story. He's a liar. I know this for a fact.
Wait, what?
I don't want to kick your story in the teeth.
You already did.
This guy is a liar. There is absolutely nothing about this guy that I believe for a moment. I'm not even sure he bet on Tiger Woods.
Wait. Yeah, he did.
No,
yeah,
Jamie, take it from me.
It was at the SJSLS.
No, well, he might have made a bet. Okay, I'm not saying that.
Hey, listen what he did. He went to Las Vegas. He went to a bank, and the first bank said, we don't have $85,000 in cash. He went to another bank, and they said, okay, we'll give you your $85,000 in cash from his other, they said, go to the bigger chain or whatever. So he went, and he got $85,000. He went to two different hotels. They all said, we're not taking the bet. He finally went to the SLS, the one we stayed at.
Yes.
And they said, all right, we'll take the bet. It was their biggest loss in history.
Okay.
For them.
So let me put my spin on this, okay?
All right.
You know as well as I do. I mean, there was a day when you really had a gambling problem.
Yeah.
You've kind of overcome it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Till you get to the next casino in your life.
I don't go.
I
don't go anymore.
I've been around gambling quite a bit myself, and I'm scared of it.
Yeah. But you do it.
Gamblers.
At least I don't do it anymore.
Gamblers lie.
Oh.
When it comes to money.
Well,
okay. They lie about what they've made.
Okay.
They lie about what they've lost. Is that not true? Would you not agree with that? Most gamblers that you know are not truthful when it comes to the losing and winning.
I told you 3 years ago I made $109,000 gambling.
Well, I'm not saying, but there are people.
But remember what my losses were?
But there are people in your life, is what I'm saying.
No, but I didn't tell you my losses until after my taxes.
Oh, no, your losses were $110,000.
I did.
You lost $1,000 more than what you won. All I'm saying is this. There is no way in hell that this guy took $85,000 and put it on Tiger Woods to win when the odds of that are tremendously against him. He put this down, and he's never, ever placed a bet in his life. I don't buy that for a minute.
That's what he said.
He is lying. There's a reason this guy's not all over the place on TV. We've not seen a picture of this guy.
Well, there's a reason why, because he's a bad guy.
Well, there's a reason. Yeah, he's a liar.
No, he has like 12 domestic violence citations. Oh,
there you go. He's an upstanding person, isn't he?
Yeah, he has 12 domestic violence. He has 3 OWIs.
Which is O?
Operating while intoxicated.
Oh, I bet that's done that. Mine's overeating while intoxicated. The OWI? Yeah. Go through a Taco Bell?
He's not allowed to go to some Best Western that's in Wisconsin because he had a fight there. So he's not a good guy. I agree with you.
Look, when you're barred from a Best Western, I think that says everything
things
about your
bad.
Life and where you are.
Yeah, things are bad.
I just don't think there's anything you can believe about this guy. The more the word comes out on him, he is a bad dude.
Well, so I don't gamble anymore, and you do. So you're saying you're a big fat liar?
I am. When I'm addressing my wife or someone that I want to, I want to make it sound like that I'm doing a lot better than what I am. Yeah. So you fudge the numbers. Now, I'm not saying it's an all-out lie, but it's a little white lie. I've won more than I've lost, bull.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, you do come in and boast about your wins a lot on basketball games and stuff, and then I don't hear from you for a while about the...
Because I've lost it all. A house, car. You don't brag about that.
No.
It's a lonely place.
It is a lonely place, especially when you lose your house. That's really bad.
It's awful.
And then finally for you, I think that a lot of you will be interested in this, and that is that Carl's Jr. has a CBD-infused burger. It's coming out on 420.
So if your back's hurting or your knees are a little painful right now, go get a burger. It'll fix it all.
It will only be sold in Denver, and it'll only be sold on the one in Colorado Boulevard, Rocky Mountain High Cheeseburger Delight. It'll have 2 beef patties, pickled jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, topped with Santa Fe sauce, and infused with 5 milligrams of CBD. Isn't that crazy?
Now, does CBD make you hungry? Does it give you the munchies? Because if it does, you go there, have a Carl's Jr. burger, you would never leave the place.
You wouldn't.
You'd order another burger, and then another fries. Burger, then another burger.
And the fries and then the onion rings, yeah. So anyway, just heads up. There you go. Tablet check.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.